Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is, of course, January 24th, 2018. We are back and better than ever as we continue our new Wealth Wednesdays that we're doing here now on the show. Those will be opportunities to give wealth principles, tools, and tips for small businesses, entrepreneurs, or aspiring entrepreneurs who want to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Guys, I am super excited for this new month, for the month of January, as we begin the year, as we have launched the year off, the new year off. We want to make sure that we want to continue to be a blessing to you guys in sharing opportunities, wealth principles, wealth opportunities to help you build and grow, and also put a niche in the marketplace where you are. No matter where you are across this country, ladies and gentlemen, you can build a successful business today. It is like the growth series is continuing as we have closed 2017 out, and now in 2018, we want to continue on the growth series, ladies and gentlemen, because again, growth is the most important commodity to me on the planet, and I'm super excited for being able to share this opportunity today with you all as far as what we are here to do day by day and for each other. No matter, again, like I said, what city and state you're in, it doesn't matter. You have to start to decide where you want to be, what the products and services do you want to provide in the marketplace, and then what is your passion? What is it that makes, that drives you to wake you up every morning to get excited about the day? And what gets you off your feet to get the moving, ladies and gentlemen? You have to pound the pavement, ladies and gentlemen, like never before when it comes to building your business, your brand, and building your network. But we're going to talk about some great things today in reference to building your business in growth mode and basically putting your business on growth steroids. And basically, we're talking nothing about growth but growth here at GTE Professional Network Radio. And I'm super excited, ladies and gentlemen, for all the small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations that we have helped down through the years. Now that we have started this show back in 2012, now we're in our sixth year of doing this show here on internet-based, believe it or not, 6 years internet-based that we've been able to provide. And we have over 5,000 listeners, ladies and gentlemen, that are tuned into this show across the country. And I'm super excited for each and every one of you guys who tune in each and every week that we have the show and continue to give feedback, ladies and gentlemen. And again, you can also advertise with us on our show for just $25 a month. You can advertise on our show when we're on air. That'll give you, again, exposure. It's all about that, ladies and gentlemen. How do you expose your company, your business, your brand, and the products and services that you're providing in the marketplace? And how well do you do that on a regular, consistent basis? And again, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be in season as well as out of season, and you have to be persistent and consistent in order to see your growth happens. And we're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, 10 principles that basically has helped me and along with others that I've taught and trained to build and grow their network, ladies and gentlemen, in the area where they do business. And we're talking about helping every small business owner across the country to make sure that they have the proper tools in place to build. Without becoming a builder, and you're not per se a particular builder yourself, but to build a brand and build a business that's going to keep your people happy keep repeat customers, and also, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about giving each customer the great experience, which gives them the greet, relate, educate, we ask, and we thank them for all of the things that they've done and continue to support us as we support them. Again, using the PHP effect, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about people helping people. The more we stay focused there, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger we get, the better we are, and guess what? We will have what we want, and that's what we're talking about. So every small business owner wants to succeed. Why put your blood, sweat, and tears into launching a new venture only to watch it fail? And yet, ladies and gentlemen, many of them have done that, and many companies have failed on that level. Now, over the years, ladies and gentlemen, I have worked with thousands of small businesses across this country, owners, and I have learned that in order to create a successful small business today, ladies and gentlemen, your venture has to abide by certain principles. And these are the 10 principles that I'm going to go over with you. But let me give you something about principle or principles. Again, principles is spelled P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E-S, principles. That's the principles we're talking about. According to the New Oxford American Dictionary, a principle is a fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation for a system of belief or behavior or for a chain of reasoning. The principles of a business are the driving forces that make it successful. They are the backbone, ladies and gentlemen, for the organization. In my mind, there are 10 such principles that underlie the certain of the most successful small businesses in the world. And let me share this with you. All the small businesses that are globally doing this, small business owners across the globe, they all know that it takes principles to make it work. And what do I mean by that? Your belief system, things that you believe in, that you have a proven system in place would save yourself time, energy, and money. That's what system stands for, and continue to be consistent and persistent in reference to training and teaching others in your network to do the same thing. So let's go to number one principle, scalability. A business must be scalable for it to be successful. A small business built right can grow 10 times its current size. But you have to be able to be scalable, which means that no matter which way you go, your goal is to go up, not down, making sure that you have everything in place that you need to grow. Again, keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the growth. Number two, big ideas. A small business is no more effective than an idea upon which it is built. The entrepreneur's vision is more important to the life of the business than anything else. And so when you look at your big ideas, are you writing them down? Are you making sure that you implement them? Are you testing them out, trying the water, or doing the research that you need in reference to this big idea and getting supporters behind you? This is what it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen, for you to build your business strong. Principle number three, systems. You must recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that a small business is a system in which all parts contribute to the success or failure of the whole. In this system, everything must work together, from employees to president, from equipment to resources. And again, system, save yourself time, energy, and money, will help you build properly the way it's supposed to go. Structure, making sure you have your documentations in place, making sure that you have your business plan, marketing plan, website intact, that's consistent, your marketing materials, and then the products that you promote that you on a regular weekly basis, daily basis. And then what products do you have in your arsenal that are top products, the most your high brand, your high quality products that people are looking at? And what is your most sellable product that you have in your network right now, in your business? Do you know what that is? Are you promoting it? Are you promoting the ones that are working well and the ones that are not? Are you tweaking those or getting some new ideas? Again, big ideas that you need to put in place when things are not always to be where you think it should be. Okay, number four, sustainability. A business must be dynamic able to thrive through all economic conditions, weathering the storm, so to speak. In all markets, providing meaningful, highly differentiated results to all of its customers. Such differentiation is key to survival, meaning that you can shift gears when need to when it comes to slow growth, minimum growth, top growth. And if you look at their growth levels, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what part of the year, from January to December, from basically looking at the three different fundamentals that we put together here in business, whatever quarter we're in, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, even the fourth quarter, we want to make sure that we, every 90 days, review, repeat, assist, review, repeat, assist. So that way we can make sure that we have everything continuing to assist our consumers or our target market, so to speak, so that way they know that we have their best interest at heart. They can trust us. They can come to us. They can also give us feedback on what works and what doesn't, tweaking, so to speak, making sure that you're not an iron pole where you don't move or you don't take suggestions or you don't take in criticism, but you want to be flexible like a rubber band, flex. So you basically want to be on that level in your business. Number five, or the fifth principle, growth, my most important part, which I love. All businesses need internal growth. A small business is a school in which its employees are students with the intention, will, and determination to grow. If you are not on this level and you do not have people in your network to help you on this level that are not positive, that are not understanding exactly what it takes to build or to grow, then you need to find a new group of people to deal with. I share this all the time when it comes to designing websites for my clients, building a business, building a brand, documentation, all of the things that they need, and then the type of people that they need to have. And again, if you're going back again onto this part for principles, you have to understand the five P's of marketing in order to continue to grow and see growth coming in your network or business. Again, it's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. I say this like clockwork, and I say this faithfully every time I'm on the show, that this is what it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen, for you to build a successful business, no matter what it is. But make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that it's something relevant in the marketplace that you can do, that you have a passion for, that doesn't cost you a whole lot of money to get started. And today it shouldn't cost you a lot of money based on the type of business you do. So you have to figure out what it is you want to do, that you have a passion for it, and also that you understand. And again, we're satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace today. It's what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in business. Again, it's what people want, need, and can afford. And add growth to that level, ladies and gentlemen, we're supplying those three basic principles right there on a regular basis. So continue to add growth. Continue to look to growth opportunities where you can expand or add to what you already do. Number six principle, which I love too, vision. A small business must manifest a higher purpose upon which it was seeded. The vision it was meant to exemplify, the mission it was intended to fulfill. Do you know what your vision is? Do you have a vision statement or a vision board or a vision base knowledge as to where you want to see your company, your business, your brand, and how far you want it to go? And what is the purpose of it? Principle. Let's get back to that. What is the principle of your vision? So you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, whatever your higher purpose is and whatever your definition of purpose, you want to complete and fulfill by all means necessary. And that's upon you. But you must get with the right group of people. Mechanics have to be in there. Well-oiled machine that runs well, runs long. Principle number seven, purpose. A small business is the fruit of a higher aim. in the mind of the person who conceived it. Remember, people try to steal ideas, steal your thunder, steal your vision, steal your goals, steal all around. But remember, whatever in you is only for you. No one else is you. We've all been blessed on this earth with gifts and talents as we continue to share that, what comes out of us on a regular basis. And you're only going to do what's in you. If it's not in you to do it, you're not going to do it. So don't even try. You're only going to do what's in you. Remember that. If it's in you to do it and to conceive, then you will achieve your highest level if you stay focused, following one question to successful, until you complete that. So you have to understand this one thing. Purpose gives us the life blood of what we do. But only us can conceive it. We will achieve it. So no matter what people try to do to take or to steal an idea of yours, if it wasn't in them to do it, it's not going to flourish. It's not going to be completed. It's not going to go far. It's in you. That's why when your customers, the people that is helping you on the building level of your business, that's why they believe in you. It's you incorporated. Not the name of the company, not the material stuff that you see, but you. You are the highest commodity on the planet. Remember that. Your ideas, your thoughts, your dreams, your visions, your purpose, your big ideas, all of these is you. Business is just the name, the people, the things. That comes and goes. But you, my friend, you are the one. Number 8, autonomy. A business is not part of the owner's life, but is, in fact, its own entity. A small business possesses a life of its own, in the service of God, in whom it finds reason. And we go back to that again. Autonomy. I talk about this as well as giving you all, ladies and gentlemen, an opportunity to see you. Reflection in the mirror. Again, we have all been blessed with gifts and talents. Every gift is not the same. Every talent is not the same. Your talent is not the same as your person that you've hired. It can be similar to a point, but it's still identified different. Our fingerprints are different, if you understand that. Eye color is different. Of course, the skin color, too. Doesn't matter. But what makes it so unique, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that it's its own entity. You're your own entity. As we have been blessed to do the things that we do each and every day from the breath of God that gives us life, we have to bring life and give life to those things that we seek. And if you do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, you will begin to tap into that well, that deep well in you, to pull out of you those things that will be in service to God. And we are in servanthood. Servitude, that is the biggest, highest profession to date, or calling, or office. If you think about it, servitude, the millions of people on this earth, again, in the United States, we have over 340 million people in the United States. Think about that. 1%, ladies and gentlemen, is all you need to be successful. 1%. So if you figure this out and you understand this principle, this part of you can be the most significant part of all. Because, again, it's all about servanthood, servitude. Our attitude brings the servitude and how we perceive it to be based on the gifts and talents that we have that God has given us. Once we identify that, once we understand what that is, that's the whole part. Principle number 9, profitability. A small business is an economic entity driving an economic reality creating an economic certainty for the communities in which it thrives. What community are you in, ladies and gentlemen? Is it thriving? Are you doing what it takes? Is it becoming a driving and economic reality for you? Again, your business is an economic entity. Think about that. Economics, income, driven, helping others to do the things they need to do to grow. Again, this is part of your growth. Because, again, creating an economic certainty for the communities in which you are living in and participating in helps the bottom line for the city. But not only that, the people in the city, which is the most important part of it, is to make sure that our communities continue to grow and that we don't lack anything. Again, are you part of the Chamber of Commerce in your city? Are you a part of any church or nonprofit organization in your city? Are you a part of the continual interaction with the people that's within your community on a regular basis? Are you promoting? Are you advertising? Are you putting back in dollars as you receive dollars? Guys, it has to rotate. And if you're not putting that out there, I'm sorry, it's not going to get you far. Because without the community, you do not grow. Without the people in the community, you definitely don't grow. So you need to participate in every action that it can take to get you to the level that you want to get to. And last but not least, principle number 10, standards. I love that word. A small business creates a standard against which all small businesses are measured as either successful or not. All small businesses, ladies and gentlemen, should aim to thrive beyond the standards that formally exist. So, this is why we do what we do on a regular, consistent basis. This is the purpose of what we're here to do, our vision, the big ideas, and making sure that we are unique, utilizing our gifts and talents that God has given us to help the betterment of mankind. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's all about. So there it is. So there you have it. The 10 principles upon which to conceive, grow, and expand your business. Each business needs to shape and structure, and these principles will give your company an outlet, which is necessary for it to thrive. The key word is thriving businesses. You hear this terminology all the time, a thriving business. Is your business thriving? People invest in thriving businesses. People go to thriving businesses. If you are a successful business in your area, in your community, people will come to you on a regular, consistent basis because it is the go-to place. People like to be around success, not failure. So you have to create success principles for your company for you to help others as you help yourself. Again, utilizing the PHP effect, people helping people. Remember this well. The more people you help get what they want, you automatically get what you want. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the story of today. I'm super excited about this opportunity to share you with this. And again, this is a Wealth Wednesday, Wealth Principles, as we continue our Wealth Series, Growth Series, throughout 2018. So every Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, on Blog Talk Radio, we are internet radio, we will be helping and assisting small businesses across the country to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And again, as a web designer, as a marketing guru myself, I want to make sure that you understand your website. Next week, I'm going to talk about that, adjusting your website for marketing growth. And again, you want a thriving business? Your website has to be there. You have to have a successful, interactive website to where people can see it 24/7. One thing I can say about the internet businesses as they continue to create webinars, and I'm going to say that again, webinars, we are looking at opportunities like never before. I am sure to share this with you because one thing I've learned in my tenure working and building my own business and as a web designer and marketing guru is this, that people will automatically utilize whatever device they have at their disposal to search, to purchase, and to get information from the internet. That's why you notice, if you look at the trends today, let's look at the trends. It's showing you right there what it is and what happens and what's going to happen. So we look at internet radio. We look at the TV networks. Now it's online. You can stream now. The key word is streaming. Your TVs are set smart to stream with built-in Wi-Fi, so you can get online on the internet if you have internet at home. So you can basically do a lot. As a small business owner, you should be kept in the now all the times 24/7. There should not, especially in your industry that you're working out of or that you're in, and then your target market. You should know exactly who they are. And what age demographics are you reaching, 18 to 50, 18 to 80? It depends on what you're looking at. Again, do you have something for all or something for a specific group? It's up to you. You have to be able to determine and get the bottom line or the fact of the matter to make sure that you're doing everything possible to win. Again, win is the key formula that I do. What's important now? That's the win formula. If it's on that level, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you want to do, the win formula, what's important now. Follow that, do that, and be that, and growth will come to you. And I'm glad to be able to assist all the small businesses that we built websites for and all our new startups and startup businesses that are coming in Houston, in the city of Houston. I'm in Houston, Texas, originally from Chicago, but I moved here with a job when I worked for Telecheck back in the day. But let me share this with you. It has shown me how to build a business after the numbers of layoffs that I've had, and I decided that I need to do something utilizing my gifts and talents that I've been blessed with to help others. And this is one thing I can say, ladies and gentlemen, that has been a truly blessing that God has given me is this, is that I'm able now to help more people across this country with tools and tips that I have researched and followed and look at, and also my system that I have in place, again, with saving yourself time, energy, and money, to help many hundreds of thousands of people to grow and build on a successful level. And again, this is free information, ladies and gentlemen. We're not charging you guys for this. This is information. Information, detailed information, structured information that you can put in play. All you got to do is push the play button and go. That's it. Most of the times, you always get these companies that want to charge you guys up to the wazoo for helping you grow, build, and all this other stuff. But I'm sharing you this today. And this is 2018 now, the new year. New you, new business ideas, big business ideas, growth. You continue to stay focused there. The information has always been there, ladies and gentlemen. You just got to know where to go to get it. And if you want to continue that, tune in every Wednesday, Wealth Wednesdays. That's the title of the show, Wealth Wednesday. So you can basically grow your business for free. Why pay all these hundreds and thousands of dollars to people, successful people, without really understanding what works for me? Is it tailor fit for you? What's custom? It's like a tailored suit. It has to fit me, my frame. Your industries are different. Every industry is different. One industry is different. So you must understand that and continue to seek and grow throughout the year of 2018. Well, that's my time, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure, well as a privilege from my brother Les Brown. And until then, keep building the dream and keep. We'll be right back.